Sean gets you?
Yeah, Sam. Which would be awesome. We just get a picture of you. So, how does it feel to be on a different soap after being on One Life for so many years and coming to Days? Is it very similar or is it a whole different experience?
It's a completely different experience, a completely different show, but it's like getting back up on a horse again.
Yeah.
I just love being in the saddle. How's that? I mean, yeah. I really love this show in particular.
Did
I think
you
move
to LA, or do you still go back and forth?
I go back and forth. My son is a senior in high school, so I have to go. Yeah, so I'm kind of missing his senior year, but every way the show works is we work 3 weeks and we're off 1 week, so I go back on that week that we're dark, and I kind of go, oh, hi, I'm your mom, and I'm your wife, and let me clean the house, and let me get everything in order, and then I come back, and then 3 weeks later, I go, hi, I'm your maid, I'm going to clean the house, and, you know.
What do you think of that music they always play when Eve's on?
Can you believe it? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Who knows? There's so many things about this character and about this part that I didn't know. And so when I'm watching for the first time, I'm like going, oh my gosh, the porn music, is that going to be, am I a porn star? I mean, and then when I read, you know, the story that I was going to sleep with JJ, I'm going, okay, maybe the handwriting was on the wall. So
what would you say the difference between Blair and Eve are? Or do they have any similarities?
Maybe just they wear the same bra size, but that's about it. But I think the characters are very, very different. I mean, they're both very dysfunctional, but Eve is certainly more broken, I think.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
So let's go back to healing your throat with Dr. Jonas.
Okay, right, we're going to take
So back to healing your throat, but with Dr. Jonas.
Dr. Dan.
Get in here, we're trying to escape.
What's going on for Daniel?
Who's going on?
What's going on?
I'm in Dallas. Daniel's got his naughty little fingers in a lot of different pots right now, including this one here now all of a sudden. I seem to be entwined in a variety of different stories, including JJ and Eve. That's going to come on my doorstep.
And Kristen. You know what? Nobody can shake a finger at Eve. You were like, you mounted the Wicked Witch of Salem.
No. But we never fully can.
You didn't bring out the broomstick?
Did not fully bring out the broomstick. No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Did not enter the witch cave.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way.
That's code talk.
Exactly, right? So I'm dealing a lot with a lot of different things on this plate. And now also involved a little bit, to some degree, I think yesterday and today, he has a new patient he's dealing with.
Oh, no.
That involves a little bit. I can't tell you what that involves.
We know what that means, though. A new patient?
If I'm going to heal you, I am going to be a full service healer. Chances are.
Yes.
And then I'm wrestling with Nicole and then Jennifer and then Paige walks onto my doorstep. Consequences of Eve and JJ and who else? Well, Kristen, I'm always. Now I'm battling with her.
Oh well, no. And then you you're dealing with. Brady.
Yeah.
He's really mad at you. You slept with your best friend's girlfriend, or you kind of had rompings.
I fucking tangled with her.
I watched the show, honey.
And then your daughter Melanie's coming back.
Yeah, how's that for a
minute? Oh, my God. So now more, what do you want to call it? Mischief appears at his doorstep. But there is an adorable quality about that
movie.
She actually hit on my character. Melanie Jonas hit on Daniel Jonas when she first arrived, and he was flirting with her. Oh, yeah. I think that's before anybody really thought about maybe making her my demon seed. But, oh, yeah, there's a lot of mischief and mayhem that go on in the Jonas household now.
How's the little kid who plays Parker? Is he still in the role?
That kid is just a live wire. He's a live wire, and you actually got to pace him, though, like most kids. Like, you can't just go, he's here and he's arrived.
They're twins.
And this kid is the greatest listener that I've ever worked with. I mean, you ask him a question, he will answer it. He's got to do it under 5 lines, or it's like we got to cut the scene.
Can't pay you.
Oh my God.
Is it twins that are playing the role?
Yeah, there's twins that plays the role. I don't even know which ones come to the set. I'm having a hard time now because they're both so adorable.
Good.
But yeah, you know, basically, someone knocks on the Jonas's door. You don't know who's going to arrive, and it's almost like the Salem docks where all the dirty stuff went down. Now it seems to be happening in Daniel's apartment. There's a drug den for JJ. It's a sex den for Daniel. And now
it's a badger. It's where you badger Mike.
To badger your character, Eve knocks on my door. She went. She tried to tangle with Daniel.
Knock on my door.
I know, right? It's like Force Company.
So you got to sing a little bit on your recording.
Yeah, like two lines. I'm sobbing.
Because I couldn't fully service you.
I know. I'm still waiting.
That comes full circle, too.
Though. I'm still waiting for Dr. Dan to do a major healing.
I'll tell you what, and this is true story.
You know, do a major laying of hands?
Yeah, keep that in mind. The consequences of my inability to fully service and heal her, Eve, come back to bite me in the ass.
Oh, I hope so. And I hope I got big teeth.
Oh, yeah.